Well, I think the key message of Bully Check is a good message that, and a very powerful message that we need safer schools and safer workplaces. And I think the initiative creates the opportunity of raising everybody's awareness and understanding of the serious consequences of being bullied. And I think the information that they're providing, the information sheet, is a good concise review of current research of the prevalence and effects of school bullying. It provides a clear definition, but the cons do concern me. One of the things in just hearing Anthony talk, he indicated, although I don't think he explicitly said, that there is an increase in bullying. In fact, there isn't. I think we're all concerned about a possible increase in cyberbullying, but bullying, face-to-face bullying, hasn't increased over recent years, and in fact in Europe, where they've kept longitudinal data, it's actually decreased.
Are you talking schools or workplaces or both?
Schools.
Yeah.
Now, just in terms of the dangers of this bully check, I think it runs the risk of labelling kids for life, and that would really, really concern me. I think there's a risk of different principals have different perceptions of what bullying behaviour is and how serious the bullying incidents are.
I wonder whether if you're 16 or 17 or 15, whether you would look that far ahead. Isn't there a question mark over whether bullies can see the consequences of their actions?
Well, that's the classic example of youth behaviour, that they do things without seeing the consequences, and particularly the long-term consequences. I think it's important that we do try and increase kids' empathy for others and to increase their understanding of the effects of their nasty bullying behaviour on the kids who are targeted. I think that's a really, really important message. I think what all of this is targeting the kid who's doing the bullying, and I think that bullying is not just a personal predicament, it's a social issue, and I think that it runs the risk of everybody's focus, including the school's focus, on the bullying behaviour rather than looking at the whole school community and looking at ways to prevent bullying within the school community.